We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob.
Ooh. Oh! Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to your Eurostep Monday Primer for the week of October 14th, 2019. In the last Monday primer, the first one ever, we got ready for the start of Milwaukee Bucks preseason basketball. 1 week later, thanks to a pretty busy schedule for the Bucks there in their preseason, we're just about done. There's only one game left, and it's been exciting to watch the Bucks. I haven't gotten to catch every game live. Unfortunately, it's been very, very hard to do so. I think literally impossible to do so legally, if I'm correct, but maybe not. Just one last refrain here. I've been saying this a lot in various places this last week and probably more like week and a half heading up to the preseason, but can we just make preseason games free and easy to stream? Because it's not the same as real basketball. There's even more sitting than the regular season. The games don't count for anything. Let's just make this free to drum up more excitement for everybody. But luckily for the Bucks, for those of us, you know, following along on with some games on social media or on, you know, apps like ESPN, watching the box scores and such, it's been exciting anyway. The Bucks have looked absolutely dominant. They've clicked really well on their way to a 4-0 record here through four games. Just one left. We'll get to that later. For now, I mean, my first takeaway before we get to the specific games is it seems like early on, and again, this is just the preseason. These games don't count. We shouldn't get too excited here. But it seems like this team is clicking really well. I think, and despite the addition of some players, you know, the shuffling of some players, obviously the loss of Malcolm Brogdon and a couple of other guys, and Nikola Mirotic, which that's probably addition by subtraction. But I don't think that those moves have cost Milwaukee their continuity. The Bucks seem to know how to play together, and I think that could be because everybody knows still the focus is Giannis. Everyone who came in new to this team, they knew what they were signing up for. You know, Kyle Korver talked about, you know, it's like those Cavs teams except, you know, better organized or whatever. You know, Wesley Matthews knew what he was going to come do here, and the younger guys like the Dragan Benders and obviously Tanasis has a little bit of experience playing with Giannis too, but I just think that because the Bucks system is so defined that it's been easier to adjust and add new players without having this sort of, you know, this sort of period of everyone figuring out what to do and oh, how does this work? Like, we need to come together again. You know, a lot of the core is still intact from last year's, obviously, you know, 60-win season conference finals run. And it feels like the new pieces have gotten to figure out how to fit into this pretty well, which is a good thing. Everything started off against the Bulls. This is a game where a lot of players sat, Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe included, plus some other guys like Ersan Ilyasova. The Low Bros, the Lopez brothers, start together and run plays together, and both are shooting threes. They're running some pick and roll stuff, some pick and pop. It's super fun to watch. Brook and Robin Lopez work, on the way to a Bucks 122-112 win. Fun first game, like I said. Frank Mason / Robin Lopez lead the way in scoring. That's probably not a sentence you're going to hear a lot during the regular season. Fun game, involved game for Frank Mason, three there. Totals 14 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and 4 steals in under 27 minutes. This is against, you know, fairly real competition, so I'm excited to see what Frank Mason brings to the herd this season. Still am. I say this pretty much every week, probably because I'm based, you know, here covering the herd in Oshkosh. Game 2 against the Jazz, the Bucks rolled Utah in Milwaukee, 133-99. Unfortunately, though, the biggest news from this game is sad news, or I guess just negative news. Eric Bledsoe, in his first preseason action, suffers a small rib fracture in his preseason debut about 11 minutes in, and he will miss a projected 2 to 3 weeks. 2 weeks from this injury would be October 25th, which is right between the Bucks' first and second game. Yes, the regular season is that close, by the way. I know, that seems wild. But yeah, 2 weeks could cost him 1 or 2 games. Another full week, so going to that third week, could see Bledsoe missing up to 5 or 6 games. But if there's a silver lining there, well, I guess, A, if you want to have an injury, you want to have it early. You know, you want to be healthy later in the season. You certainly want to be healthy in the playoffs. So, I mean, obviously, injuries don't, you don't get to pick, you know, oh, you're going to have one injury this year, pick when it's going to be. It doesn't work that way. But, you know, if you're going to have an injury, this would be probably, you know, one of the better times to have it. Obviously, you'd rather just not. But also, you know, the Bucks' third point guard is Frank Mason, who is a two-way player. There's been a lot of consternation about this on Bucks Twitter, not having three point guards on the active, you know, full NBA roster. I think part of the reason for that decision is probably how much ball handling guys like Giannis and Chris Middleton do. Dante DiVincenzo is a guy who's looked at who could play a little bit of point guard, but Frank Mason will be around a lot in the games Bledsoe is going to miss. Because he is a two-way player, those guys only get 45 days of NBA service time. However, that clock doesn't start until herd training camp does. Before then, all the time Bledsoe spends with the Bucks is basically free. So until herd training camp, which I actually don't have a firm date on this. I know it's in late October, and we're talking more like middle October here. The Bucks should get some free Frank Mason action here, so to speak, free, which will help, you know, in getting over the loss of Bledsoe early on. Obviously, you would expect George Hill will start in his absence, and we'll see. It's been hard to figure out much about the lineups from these preseason games because usually, you know, if one group of players isn't off, there's another group off. But we will see. Anyway, this Jazz game, let's get back to the fun stuff and hope Eric Bledsoe recovers soon and comes back better than ever. But Giannis absolutely dominates the Jazz without Rudy Gobert here. Puts up 22 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and no turnovers. Just over 20 minutes, which is an obscenely stuffed stat sheet for that short amount of time. The Bucks shoot 41.7% on 36 attempted threes. Kyle Korver, whew. This guy's going to be fun to watch on the Bucks this year. He sinks all 3 of his attempts, and he looks absolutely automatic in his Bucks preseason debut. And like I said, no Gobert for the Jazz, but Utah does have all of Conley, Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, and Bojan Bogdanovic. They're all playing, so this isn't, you know, a decimated Jazz team. The defense, of course, suffers. You know, they give up 133, but still some good players over there for Utah, and a nice second win for the Milwaukee Bucks. We have some exciting stuff coming up, including, could it be Giannis shooting three-pointers? We'll get to that in 1 second, but first, I just want to take a moment. Let's talk about Roman, and let's talk about erectile dysfunction. That's not easy. Usually, we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses about having a long day at work or just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a real doctor who can provide real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. And getting started is easy. Just go to GetRoman.com/BlueWire and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and just take care of it. All you have to do, again, go to GetRoman.com/BlueWire, the name of this beautiful podcast network, BLUEWIRE, to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/BlueWire for a free visit to get started. One more time, GetRoman.com/BlueWire. When you're selling online, getting orders out can be a real pain. It's time-consuming, it's expensive, there are so many carriers to choose from. How do you know you're getting the right choice? That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy. Those are three pretty important things. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface, which makes them really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even Amazon Fulfillment, so you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Eurostep listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days. That's 2 months. Even when you use offer promo code BLUE. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. That's how you know it's legit. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLUE, B-L-U-E. That's ShipStation.com, then enter offer code BLUE. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. All right, we're on to Dallas where the Milwaukee Bucks beat down the Mavericks 118-111. I mean, I guess that's not really a beatdown, but a lot of good things happened for the Bucks this game. So we're just going to stick with it, especially because the Mavericks did have Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis playing in this game. So their quote-unquote big two was active. By the way, I just don't think the Mavs are a playoff team. A lot of people think they do. Those are a fun big two, don't get me wrong. I think they could be really, really good in the future. I don't like the supporting cast enough. I think the West is way too good, but whatever. Long story short, those two guys both played. Milwaukee still won, and Giannis Antetokounmpo dominates in 23 minutes. Giannis puts up his jersey number, 34 points in those 23 minutes, plus 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and I think most importantly, the biggest takeaway, 3-for-4 from three-point range. He's running plays to get threes. He's looking comfortable pulling up three-pointers. I mean, this is about as big of a development as you could hope for from the Bucks. Really exciting to see. Obviously, you know, the number one thing said about Giannis by any national NBA, you know, person talking about the Bucks is, oh, if he gets that three-point shot, it's over. Clearly, Giannis is working on it. Clearly, he's feeling comfortable shooting these threes. You know, we saw him comfortable shooting them, you know, at parts of times last season, although the results weren't always there. You know, let's see. You know, obviously, Giannis didn't have a ton of time this summer to work on new things, busy with his national team and a long playoff run, but let's see if he's taking that three-point shooting up another level. This could be an even more fun season than we anticipated here for the Milwaukee Bucks. Another guy who's been making shots this preseason, who I'm getting excited about, Dragan Bender adds 17 points on 6-for-10 shooting in 19 minutes. Bender this preseason across four games is averaging 13 points per game, shooting 53.8% from three over those four preseason games. I'm getting ahead of myself, though. We have one more game to talk about, but I just couldn't help it. So I'm too excited about Dragan Bender. 17 points in 19 minutes against Dallas. Dragan Bender might be a real thing. But first, before we can get to his four-game stats, let's get to the fourth game. Milwaukee headed to Washington. This is on Sunday evening to take on the Washington Wizards. Giannis, Robin Lopez, Pat C are all out. And DJ Wilson and Bledsoe are out hurt. Bledsoe with a rib injury. DJ Wilson still with a hamstring bothering him. Has not suited up this preseason. Chris Middleton cooked early and often, post 22 points in 27 minutes. Excuse me. Talked about Coach Bud likes when he is aggressive. Hopefully, we get more aggressive Chris. I think this is going to be a big thing to watch for the Bucks this year. I think Chris Middleton at times needs to be more aggressive, more decisive, more controlling of that ball. We saw it here against the Wizards. Although playing the Wizards is like, I don't know, it's easier. It's easier than playing most NBA teams. Ersan Ilyasova and Sterling Brown add 18 points each. Dante DiVincenzo adds an exciting 13, although I think 1-for-7 from three-point range. Not exactly the long-range sniper performance you hope for there from Dante. Again, my man Dragan Bender scored in double digits every game this preseason, I believe. 53.8% from three across those games. Looking like a real player, which would be fun. You know, this was kind of a signing that was mocked by a lot of people, and not to sound high and mighty, I mean, myself included, I certainly had negative things to say about Dragan Bender because he did not look inspiring in Phoenix. But, you know, this is one of those things where sometimes a young player can have a lot of potential. I mean, Dragan, I think, fourth overall pick in like the 2016 draft or something like that, and just goes to a place that doesn't know how to maximize him, doesn't put him in good positions, aka Phoenix, and just doesn't look good. But then all of a sudden he gets to a better basketball environment like the Milwaukee Bucks, and he looks like a real player. I mean, if those shots are falling for him, Dragan's always been known as a guy who can defend pretty well as a tall forward. He could have a real role on this team. I mean, that's something that could be useful. Not maybe the greatest news for DJ Wilson fans if Dragan Bender really comes on strong and earns minutes, because certainly those would be minutes that DJ could also be playing. But you cannot have enough good forwards who can shoot, so I refuse to not be excited about this. Finally, one last piece of news from this last week of Milwaukee Bucks basketball. Giannis is having a baby. Huge news. Congratulations, of course, to he. And his family and everyone else. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see little Giannis. I think his social media posts are going to be the cutest thing ever. You know, probably on the way to, and of course, when this baby gets here. And congratulations to Ben Simmons on having a new little bro. There's going to be two effing babies in Giannis's life, and I'm really excited about that personally. As far as the Bucks next week goes, not a ton left. One more preseason game. Finally, the Bucks get some days off in this preseason after games basically every other day last week. The Bucks are home against Minnesota on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Fiserv Forum. You got to go see this game, folks. You get to go either see the Giannis Antetokounmpo show, or if he and some other guys are sitting, the Dragan Bender show. That's a win-win. Maybe you'll even get both. That'd be a double win. A win-win-win-win. I don't know. I don't know if that made sense, but otherwise, you know, regular season coming in just a couple of weeks, another thing to get excited about. But this next week, still just preseason basketball, still exciting. Hopefully we'll have some updates on Eric Bledsoe and DJ Wilson, and that's about it. So thank you, folks, for listening again to this Eurostep Monday Primer, the special edition of the podcast every Monday. Just to keep you informed on what's going on with the Bucks. Hope you liked it. You know, if so, make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you use. Make sure to tell friends about it. You know, people you know who watch the Bucks. You know, if you think they would enjoy this, let them know. Get them subscribed. Get them paying attention here. And otherwise, follow me on Twitter at Ty Windish. And I will see you next time here on the Eurostep.